Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:17. Thanks for getting your Wednesday morning started with us here. Wednesday, February 8th, as we approach the first big weekend of Carnival. And it's hard to believe that it's Wednesday already. Weather-wise, maybe some rough weather tonight. They're using the T word, maybe some tornadic activity, a chance for that. Not real severe anything, but be weather-wise aware, as they say. 40% chance for showers, highs of 80 today. Then it cools off tomorrow, 20% chance for rain, highs of 56. Morning showers on Friday, but then for the first big weekend of Carnival, perfect. A little chilly, but dry. Highs of 59 Friday, parade time Friday night. You could be talking around maybe 50-ish, upper 40s. Saturday, 20% chance for showers. The highs will only be in the upper 40s. And then Saturday night, a little chilly. You're talking about maybe 40 degrees parade time. Sunday, though, is going to be perfect. Sunny and chilly, highs of 56. Plenty of sunshine, so you'll be comfortable. Vance Ginn joins us now, chief economist at the Pelican Institute, former chief economist for the White House Office of Management and Budget. Good morning, Vance. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning. How are you doing?
That's a big job, man. I'm telling you, chief economist for the White House Office of Management and Budget. What was that job like?
It was something else. I mean, I was there for about a year. There was always something new, as you'd expect, each and every day. It was an extraordinary experience, though. Really enjoyed it. Helped write the president's last budget and tried to deregulate a lot of things.
You're working in a West Wing?
I was in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building right next door to the White House. But I went to the West Wing often.
Yeah, that's got to be just a thrill every day. I mean, to realize that you're right there in the heart of democracy.
It was something else. I mean, right around the corner was the vice president's ceremonial office from my office, and worked a lot with Russ Vogt, who was the acting director of OMB at the time. And so there was a lot of good things going on at that time.
All right, let's talk about the and we had a little problem here getting a hold of you, and we're a little bit late. So, Tim, I think it might be best to take a break, and then we'll talk about the jobs report when we come back. I hate to do this, but it's a timing issue, and we got to get the traffic in. We're talking about the jobs report for January of 23. We'll talk about Louisiana's jobs. Jobs in Louisiana, did we gain? Did we lose? What about the gross domestic product? What about personal income of Louisianians? What about population? And what about national rankings and all of that? So we'll talk about that when we return. Quick break. Vance Ginn, chief economist at the Pelican Institute, former chief economist for the White House Office of Management and Budget. When we come back, time now, traffic on WWL. 7:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Vance Ginn, chief economist at the Pelican Institute, former chief economist for the White House Office of Management and Budget. Tell me about the Pelican Institute jobs report for Louisiana that came out.
Well, we really just wanted to look at what's going on, Louisiana economy, how Louisianans are doing. And so we took a deep dive into the different economic data that's out there, because often what you hear reported by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, by the state of Louisiana, is that, you know, look, the unemployment rate's 3.5%. That sounds really good. I mean, that's clear, close to full employment. But if you dig deeper into that, you start seeing some of the problems about the number of people that are leaving the labor force. And that if people leave the labor force, they're also not unemployed anymore, but that doesn't mean they're better off. And so that's a situation there. If you also look at job creation over the last year of 2.4%, it's higher than some of our neighbors like Arkansas and Mississippi, but it's still lower than places like Alabama, Texas, Oklahoma, Florida. And we also do some comparisons looking at GDP growth, where Louisiana ranked 23rd in the latest data out of the third quarter. And then, by the way, you know, look, people continue to leave Louisiana. The net out migration is a major factor going into this, where Louisiana it ranks 48th. It's the third worst percent decline in the country when you think about people leaving Louisiana. And so what we're really hoping to do is provide, you know, good reforms that keep people in Louisiana and have more human flourishing and prosperity for people across this great state.
How do you do that? What do we need to do to change it?
Well, a big part of that is going to be reining in government spending, right? If you spend more, you've got to tax more, you've got to have more fees, and ultimately that will then lead to tax reform, where we hope to get to a flat income tax in the state and really make sure that it's the best place to do business. It's a great place in many ways, and that's something that really needs to be reformed. And then there also needs to be, you know, occupational licensing reform, removing barriers from people being able to work, satisfy their desires, and whatever that case may be. And we really think that will be able to way to propel the Louisiana economy for the future.
Why are people leaving?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And one of the things that we look at in some of these surveys is that, you know, people say that they have a better job. They want to get increases in pay. And we see that a lot going on across the country, where people are leaving one job to get higher pay somewhere else, especially with inflation going up so quickly. I mean, look, income, this is another part of our jobs report, the Pelican Institute, was to say, look, income is up 6.5% year over year in Louisiana, which is about the national average, okay? Mm-hmm. But inflation is going up 7-8%. It's going up much faster than that. And so they're going to other places like, you know, Texas and Tennessee and Florida, where places where maybe they don't have an income tax or they have a flat income tax. And that allows for them to get a higher pay and be able to save and spend money for their family.
Jobs, are these primarily service sector jobs that are low paying? Did you guys delve into that at all?
We did. And a lot of that is the leisure and hospitality. I mean, that went up 6.8% year over year. You had professional business services, though. Those were up 3.3%. Those are usually higher paid jobs. But it was interesting, though, because if you look at financial activities, those are actually down 0.4% over the last year. Information jobs down 2.1%, and even construction jobs down 0.7%. But manufacturing, you know, there has been a rebound in manufacturing from the depths of the recession and the pandemic and the shutdowns and everything else. Manufacturing is up 6.6% year over year in Louisiana. So there are some bright spots, but there's a lot of areas, to your point, where you're having job creation, which are lower paid jobs, and that could be problematic in the future.
Did you say construction jobs were down?
Yes. Yep. The latest numbers for December, which that's the latest data that's out so far, December of 2022, construction jobs are down 0.7% year over year. So there's 132,000 people employed in construction in Louisiana, but that's down 0.7% year over year.
I know it's anecdotal, but it seems everywhere you look, there are cranes, there are construction projects going on. Any explanation for that?
Well, you know, there's a lot of economic factors at play right now. You've got soaring interest rates, and when interest rates start to go up, there's less construction that takes place. Now, government will continue to spend money and have construction projects, but a lot of your private businesses will start to rein in that amount of spending because the cost, right, the cost of that debt is going up at a rapid rate.
This is strictly anecdotal, Vance, and I don't even know if the question is worthy of somebody who used to be the chief economist for the White House Office of Management and Budget, but I'm going to ask it anyway. You know, when I stop to get gas early in the morning when I'm coming in, I see a lot of construction workers. All of them have Texas plates on the car. Is there any way that you guys determined if these are Louisiana residents working these construction jobs or not?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I do not have that answer.
Okay. But I guess it would be something to look into, huh?
Yeah, it would. It would. Yeah, are people coming in from other places or what? It is a good question.
Because I see a tremendous amount of Texas license plates full of construction workers.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Vance. Yeah, final thoughts?
Yep. No, I just think that, you know, look, we've got this report out, Jobs Report, Pelican Institute, and I think it's a great opportunity to look at what's really going on with the Louisiana economy, and hopefully there's great reforms that are going to take place soon to really rejuvenate and have the comeback story in Louisiana.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. I'd like y'all to text me at 504-260-1870. Do you see a lot of construction workers with Texas license plates, or is that just me? And I wonder if it's people that live here, license a car in Texas. I don't know. 7:30, we'll take a break. We come back, we'll talk about screen time and kids. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.